Since the moment she ran away from home, Savitri had been counting the minutes until Satyavan would return from his woodcutting. But now her mind grew quieter. Fate had a scheme in mind for Savitri. Fate was leading her in circles until it was satisfied that she could face Yama on her own. That morning, all she could see in her mind's eye was her beloved husband coming home to his doom. But now she saw nothing. Perhaps this was a good sign, because Ramana began to speak. "I'm not promising you that we can save Satyavan, but others have escaped death." Savitri's heart rose. "Tell me." "I remember a boy who was born under a terrible curse. His father was a great rishi, the most revered sage for many miles. This rishi had longed for a son, yet his wife was barren. Finally, the rishi decided that he would demand a son from God. Only the wisest know the secret that God was created to do our bidding, not we to do his. Finally, God appeared to him and said, 'I will give you offspring, but you must choose. Do you want 100 sons who will live long but be fools? Or do you want one son who will be intelligent but die young?' The rishi didn't hesitate to choose the intelligent son who God decreed would die on his 16th birthday. To the boundless joy of the rishi and his wife, she became pregnant and gave birth to a boy. He grew up to be extremely intelligent, and his parents cherished him all the more knowing the curse he was born under. They intended to tell the boy his fate in time. Somehow the years passed, and they kept putting it off. Finally, the boy's 16th birthday arrived, and still he knew nothing. When he knelt before his father to get his blessing, the rishi said, 'I want you to stay beside me and not to leave the house today.' His son was puzzled, especially when he saw the tears in his father's eyes. Obediently, he stayed beside him the whole day, but the rishi was called away, and his son seized the opportunity to run out the back door. He owed an offering to God on his birthday, which even a father cannot deny. When the boy got to the temple, he stood in front of the altar, not noticing that Yama had followed him there, carrying the noose that he used to snare his victims. He threw it over the boy's head to drag him away. But at that very moment, the boy bowed his head before the altar in gratitude for the gift of life. Yama's noose missed and caught the sacred images on the altar instead, which crashed to the floor. When they broke, God leaped up, enraged at this insult. He kicked Yama out of the temple and granted the boy a reprieve from death. Some say he kicked Yama so hard that he killed him. But then God gave him life again when he realized that people were so used to dying that they couldn't do without it." Savitri listened to this tale intently. Her intuition told her that the boy was none other than Ramana, but she decided to keep that to herself. "What did the boy learn from this?" she asked instead. Ramana replied, "He learned that when death comes to grab you, let him grab God instead. If God is in you, Yama's noose will always miss. This is the secret for escaping his clutches."